today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamun alaikum, welcome. Yes, this is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which we want to speak about how to deal with sin.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
We open the calendar. Today is Tuesday, 10th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Mihr, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book. We'll listen to verse 2 from chapter Nisa.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا.
And give to the orphans their properties, and do not substitute the defective of your own for the good of theirs. And do not consume their properties into your own. Indeed, that is ever a great sin.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At the time of the Prophet of Islam, one of the members of a tribe had a rich brother, and it happened that the rich brother passed away. Thus, as a guardian of his brother's orphans, he took his property in his possession. But when his brother's son matured and demanded it, he denied returning his right to him. The subject was explained to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Then this verse was revealed. When the man heard it, he repented and returned the property to its owner. Then the man said, I refuge with Allah from that I be polluted through the great sin. To deal with sin. Making a habit of sinning brings a person further away from Allah and causes them to lose faith. The Quran describes such people. Allah said in chapter 83, verse 14, their hearts have been sealed by the sins they have accumulated. Additionally, Allah says in chapter 24, verse 15, you counted it a little thing, while with Allah it was very great. One who recognizes that he or she is engaging in minor sins must vow to make lifestyle changes. They must recognize the problem, feel remorse, vow not to repeat the mistake, and seek forgiveness from Allah. Believers who sincerely care about Allah and the hereafter must do their best to avoid both major and minor sins.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we want to talk about an important topic to answer this question, that how do I overcome my guilt? The next point is about asking for forgiveness itself. We don't need to ask for forgiveness from anyone else, that is, staying away from those events, from those scenes, or from those actions and activities that we have been doing in the past, is enough for us, is good for us. We just need to keep within the limits of Islamic moralities. And the best way to behave with the people whom we bothered in the past is to stop talking about them and erase that part of our life from sight and mind. So it does not mean that we are going to forget. We are not going to repent for them. We have already repented for them, but it's not recommended to disclose them to others and to inform anyone else that we have committed some sin sometime in the past. While it is possible that someone finds out about our past and is upset by it, we should not live like we are walking on eggshells. We have to have a degree of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to trust Him. We have to trust in Him, and that what missed us was never going to hit. Worrying about it will get us nowhere. Now, when we have these thoughts, seek refuge from the devil and bless the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has elevated us above our past habits, and we must seek guidance, learn it, and practice it so that we can continue to grow spiritually.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And on the continuation of today's special, don't despair in the mercy of Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "Verily, Allah, when He created the creation, He wrote with His hand concerning Himself that My mercy prevails over My wrath." As Muslims, we see sin as anything or action that goes against the commands of Allah Almighty. Sins always make us feel bad because of the course it goes against what we believe in. Islam teaches that a sin is an act and not a state of being. It is believed that Allah weighs an individual's good deeds against their sins on the Day of Judgment and punishes those individuals whose evil deeds outweigh their good deeds. In the teachings of Islam, God's forgiving and His mercy overshadow His wrath. Many sins will be simply overlooked, and for the most part, all sins can be forgiven through simply repenting and asking for God's forgiveness. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, Allahu, Allah. this part of today's special, we'll look at amazing tips to stop sinning. Let us not go to places which are full of fumes and toxic Satan temptations, places which we feel weak and we have to give in to temptations. Be careful of the environment that we surround ourselves. At home, let us have the environment of taqwa, the environment of remembrance of Allah. Let us not have that music loud and that movie and that thing which are haram. Let us be very careful exactly how we live our lives, especially with our families. Let us work on our willpower, in Arabic form, irada, that means self-control. The power to say no, that muscle within to strengthen it. I read the books, I watch the clips, I listen to people who are experts. I need to be able to say no to sins.
Allah is speaking about His believing servant who occasionally commits a sin. Not someone who has no piety, someone who has no faith. Because when you have faith, that protects you from falling into sin. If you know someone who's constantly sinning, they have no respect for the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever you talk to them, they act arrogant and stubborn. No, Allah's Rahim, don't tell me that what I'm doing is wrong. Realize that these people don't have complete faith. I find it very hard to believe that these people who are continuously sinning, and yet they claim to have that belief. If you had that belief in your heart, it would have been reflected through your actions. But if I can't see any good deeds coming from you, and most of your life you're leading a sinful life, I find it very hard to believe that you're a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the outside appearance does count, brothers and sisters. The inside is more important, but the outside is an indicator of what's in the inside. If you're given a fruit that's rotten from the outside, would you touch it? It could be good from the inside. It could be healthy, fresh. It could be. Maybe it's just rotten from the outside. But I guarantee you, you're not going to eat that fruit. Because you're going to say, look, when the outside is rotten, I'm not going to take the risk of seeing what's inside. There could be harmful bacteria inside, microbes inside that will make me sick. I'm not going to take that risk. Because the outside, to an extent, is an indicator of what's in inside. It's the same with our actions. If my actions do not reflect that I have iman, that I have faith, then really I should ask myself, do I have that faith? If I had that faith, I would not act in this way.
Dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about sin. That's interesting for all of us. Of course, the same as the concept of repentance. So we continue to know about this topic more and more. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي